I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi called for Iranians to chant together against the government at 8 p.m. last night and today. Online monitoring group NetBlocks reported that last night, Iran fell under a nationwide internet blackout. Heart for Iran's Edwin Abnew says,
there's still a shadow hanging over the region from 2025 escalation between Israel and Iran and United States when they bombed the nuclear facilities.
Another international factor has lent significance to the protests. That was when U.S. President Donald Trump threatened military action if the Iranian regime fired on demonstrators. Also significant was the U.S. removal from power of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, a close ally of Iran. Abnew says Iranian Christians continue to be in danger of accusation and arrest under the regime. So pray for their protection and for the hope in Christ to spread. And new technology emerges on the heels of a global Bible translation summit. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
we announced a AI-assisted tool called BT Servant. This promises to be a highly effective tool. Everybody that heard about it was excited.
Unfolding Word partners with church planting networks all around the world. These believers translate God's Word into their heart languages using tools and training from Unfolding Word. The new app helps translators check their work. Typically, highly trained consultants review translation work and answer questions. However,
we're just not creating PhD-level Bible translation consultants fast enough anymore. The traditional systems of Bible translation just cannot meet the demand.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.